Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. I texted you last night, but you may have gone to bed already.
I saw that during the football game or something, and then forgot
late.
To get back.
I mean, it was like in the evening. It was, you know, your game was over.
Bob was celebrating. Yeah, he was celebrating, getting a celebratory.
Bob was out partying. He was.
No.
He was. Well, let me just get.
It was a good game.
We got a little echo action going on here. There is an active investigation going on into a mass shooting in New York, in the Queens area, Jamaica, Queens, in front of a nightclub. They say there were 30 bullet markers down on the street, 10 people shot. Three or four men walked up to the nightclub in the night. I don't have a time on this, sometime Thursday morning, and started shooting. So they fled in a gray Infiniti. And it has not been located. It happened at 11:30 last night, actually, and then the investigation started this morning. There's so many crazy incidents going on, it's hard to keep up with all of them.
Yeah, no kidding.
New York, of course, that's theirs. And then in New Orleans, everybody at this point knows what that is. The Sugar Bowl will be today at 3 o'clock Central Time on ESPN. They've had... They just couldn't do it yesterday with the French Quarter being basically closed, and they locked down everybody, and I guess they feel better about it a little bit today, and they're going through places in Texas and going through records and Army records and everything else of the gunman that is deceased. They're starting to tell us a little bit about the 15 people who have died, and one of them was a football player from Lafayette, Louisiana, who had some good college football experience, a mother, you know, just different various people that were out at 3 o'clock in the morning on a New Year's morning in New Orleans. They're going through the pipe bombs and trying to figure out where he got, you know, the explosives and different things about this gunman who lived in Houston, rented that vehicle, the F-150 Lightning, which was the all-electric version of the F-150, rented that in Houston from an agency, I believe it's called Turo, and it's where you as an individual can rent your car out to other people. And that went down. Now, the situation in Las Vegas is where a Tesla Cybertruck blew up in the front yard, and actually the front steps of the Trump Hotel, right at the entrance, fire alarm going off, plenty of cameras showing the car on fire, then exploding. Once they got the fire out, it was not the battery or anything like that. It was cans of gas, et cetera, that were in the car. They seem to know who did it. One person is dead, and I'm not sure if that's the person that I think it's the person that set the thing on fire. He was a U.S. Army veteran as well. And that car was rented from the Turo agency again. So strange things going on out there.
I mean,
the West
in court, and in the Northeast. In court, that's not enough to tie it together in, say, a courtroom, but
no.
In reality, that ties it together.
Yeah, it certainly raises, I mean, most people have never heard of Turo. I bet it's something you have in Austin, where, because you seem to have all kinds of ride sharing and, you know, whatever the latest and the greatest thing is on that. And this is where an individual, if you're not using your car this week or whatever, it's like an Airbnb for your car.
Right, right. In fact, I used them last year in a little town in Alaska that didn't have a Hertz cool. or an Avis or whatever. And, you know, it rented that for the day from somebody that lived there, picked it up in a gift shop parking lot, parked it back there, same place. And
how are they cheaper? I mean, I would think they would be than a Hertz and Avis, but...
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's somebody's personal car, obviously, but it's yeah. cleared through that. That company changed its name several years ago. It was something like, what did I tell you it was, Eric? Ride and Go or something?
Yeah, I think that was what you... Something different, for sure.
Yeah, Turo.
Well, I mean, this...
And apparently, both out of the same agency in Houston, too, by the way, see?
Yeah, it's weird. This whole thing has got so many questions and people wondering who these people are and they're ex-military. And now down in New Zealand, there was a car that did something similar on New Year's Day and involving two policemen getting hurt. I'm still not totally sure on that one, but it is a similar thing. And then before Christmas, there was a car that ran into crowd at a German Christmas festival. And so using a car as a weapon is not something brand new. It's been done a number of times, and I don't know what you're supposed to do about that. You know, they built barriers. The New Orleans location, I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot of my time in New Orleans over the years because Alabama geographically is very close. The Sugar Bowl I've been to a number of times. And that particular block, I was hearing a lot of crazy reporting on this yesterday. There's video of the truck on Canal Street, and he's headed away from the river, all right, from the casino, you know, on up Canal Street. He was in traffic at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then there was a cop blocking the entrance to Bourbon Street there. He went around that cop real fast, went on the sidewalk, and then started plowing people down on Bourbon Street. And he went down, I think he went down at least four blocks, and I think it even passed the Royal Sonesta Hotel because people were on a balcony, and I'm pretty sure that's the only balcony on the, if you're going down from Canal Street on the right-hand side, I think that's the first hotel that has a balcony. And people were running in there, then going up to their rooms and looking down, and I think they were trying to get people to not do that. But it was horrific, and they do have those things in the middle of the street, but they didn't have one there. They do have them further down, but I think they were working on them or something. I don't know. I haven't heard the whole thing. So
something to continue to try to figure out. I mean, we were all just there last year at this time. Texas played in the Sugar Bowl last year.
Have you ever spent a lot of time down there, though? I mean, I know a lot of people don't go to Bourbon Street anymore, really, but sometimes they do.
Yeah, I mean, probably a dozen times in my life. Yeah. In fact,
well,
my
right
favorite
there,
attraction.
You know, there's a crystal. Well, there used to be.
You just took the words out of my mouth. My favorite attraction on Bourbon Street is that crystal. It's in the first block. It's just behind the whatever is on the corner there at Canal and Bourbon. Then right behind whatever that is the crystal. And as you see all this video where they can't get any closer, you know, I keep seeing my crystal there, you know.
And yeah, I was looking for that. Rick's Cabaret is across the street. I'd seen that before.
And then I don't know where that
where
is.
You buy, daiquiris. Those daiquiris. Oh,
I tested out every one of them. Yep.
Boy, those things. We had a real hot summer day, and I was working down there, and a friend of mine went and got daiquiris. And so I said, okay. And so we went out to some Lake Pontchartrain Park sipping on these things. So they felt like they had no booze in them. Well, boy, was I wrong. It hit me like a light when it hit me. And, oh, my goodness. I mean, those things are like high octane.
And every time you order one, when you order it, they always say, "You want a shot on or a floater on that?" I'm like, "No, no," because I'm ordering jumbo anyway.
But New Orleans is such an unusual place, is all I'll say about that. I love it in so many ways. I'm not a big French food eater, but I do love the aquarium down there. The casino, I could take it or leave it, but some of the nice, Royal Sonesta is a great hotel. The Quarter, what is Two Sisters or something like that, it's a great, there's so many great famous hotels. My dad lived there right after the war and worked for the, probably from 1945 to 50, and he had great stories of that one restaurant, Galatoire's, that's still there, and there were used to be two of them on the, right in that area that were the real, real good restaurants of New Orleans. But it's just a lot going on there. But I've always felt a little nervous, you know, down there, because you do see some, you did see some street crime, people purse snatching and that type of thing. So it's, boy, that news conference, now you probably didn't get to see that yesterday since you were mobile, but you know, the older lady that's the police chief, and then I think the mayor's been under some strange circumstances legally. And you just had a lot of, that was the most out-of-control news conference with the senator from Louisiana. It was a lot of people in a news conference there yesterday. So hopefully they find some answers, and this is not the start of some kind of trend. I don't know. I did note this for next Thursday, and I'm still been trying to find out the exact how this is all going to go down. But the New York Stock Exchange will close next Thursday as part of a national day of mourning for President Carter, who died this past Sunday at the age of 100. The whole thing is going to start Saturday when they transfer his body from Americus, Georgia. All the Secret Service that ever worked for him are supposed to be there. And then it somehow gets the body up to Carter Center in Atlanta. And then that, he'll be there for a little while. And then it goes up to Washington later in the week. And I think that probably is that Thursday. And then he's at the U.S. Capitol and then the National Cathedral, then back to Atlanta, and then back to, I think, the Plains, where they'll actually have a church service there. That may not be until Saturday. Now, this National Day of Mourning, it's been a long time since we've had one of those. I think there's no postal delivery that day. I think the government shuts. But I'm not sure completely about that. But it's been a long time. But I do remember the National Day of Mourning, it's, things pretty much are quiet on that day, supposedly. Whether it will be this time, you know, I don't know. A lot of new laws went into effect around the country. They usually do on January 1, so we'll start hearing something about all those. Commercial aviation had a really bad year in 2024. That's worldwide. Two crashes in the last week of December. Yeah, worldwide. And there have been some close calls. There was one on the deck in Los Angeles involving a commuter plane that had a basketball or a football team on it or something, crossing over a taxiway when they weren't supposed to. And that was real close out there in L.A. And there have been close calls in Austin and a lot of other places. So we'll see what happens. The world's 500 richest people gained $1.5 trillion in wealth last year. Their net worth reached $10 trillion for the first time. Now, here are some food predictions for the year. Things that are hot. They're real popular. Sauce on everything is a real trend, and savory coffee.
What is savory coffee?
I don't know what savory coffee is.
Some meat-flavored coffee, maybe? I don't know.
Don't know.
All right.
Sauce on everything. Okay, I use A1.
Yeah, I'm good with that, for the record.
So I'm okay with that, too. So we'll,
that whole savory thing is also known as umami. No kidding. U-M-A-M-I. Umami is kind of sweet and it's kind of salty. And the human mouth is believed craves these flavors, which makes you want more and more. It's called the umami. Umami, maybe? I don't know. Maybe if it's Southern, it's umami. But umami is your savoriness, created pretty much by the combination of the proper combination of sweet and salty makes you just want more and more. Most people just call it, you know, savoriness, you know, but that's you as a little food, you know what'll do that, but it'll kill you, is MSG. I mean, MSG will light you up. And, you know, I tasted some Cajun flavors coming through Louisiana getting here at a kind of a Cajun gift shop. And I was like, ooh, this is really good. I bet it's got MSG in it. And then I look right on the front, no MSG, you know. But that's the way to get it. But if you have very much of it in anything, the average human body doesn't tolerate it well. You're going to pay a price.
Well, that's Chinese food a lot, or was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. It'll light you up, man. It's good. Makes you just want more and more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, part two, Jimmy Carter. You're back, Jimmy. Probably should have told you that ahead of time.
All righty. College football playoff nearly set up. You guys dodged your bullet, but boy, that was an exciting game. Probably was a stomach wrencher there in the building, but it was great for us at home watching on TV. Ohio State, that was not a game. We've had so many of those going on, but Ohio State just creamed Oregon. And we'll see what happens today with Georgia and Notre Dame. Got to wonder if that postponement affected one of the other teams. I don't know. I wouldn't think it'd be a good thing for them necessarily. You know, when they try to build them all up and get ready to go, then you have to wait. So there'll be an interesting start of the game anyway. They'll warm up. Georgia's the second-half team most of the time. Anyway, if you're looking for something to stream because you're home, the number one video on Netflix, number one in all the streaming service, is Squid Game Season 2. 68 million views in the first 4 days. Did you do one?
I went to the first one, and I think
I might have watched the first episode or something. I didn't go back.
Yeah, I've watched season two, first episode, and if you can get past the whole the different spoken, you know, it's
Korean with what do you call it? It's Korean.
Yeah. Subtitles,
and yeah. You know, it looks different. Looks like an old Bruce Lee movie. That's, you know, bad language.
Yeah, it's number one in the world. I mean, Netflix is in like 92 countries or something. It's number one in the world, and it's just can't get into that.
Jimmy, did you see or hear? I have that somewhere. Because even though you told us about it and I knew about it, on Christmas Day, I'm looking for the football games. And I was like, man, I could have sworn that we were going to have NFL games. I forgot, and then, you know, the day before, whatever. You had told us it would be on Netflix.
Only.
And so my first thought was, and then I found one of the games finally on Netflix. But my first thought was, man, nobody's going to watch that. And it turns out, it was record high ratings for Netflix, pretty much. And it beat the heck out of all the NBA games that were on the regular channels.
Oh, yeah. I don't think NBA wants to compete with NFL. I don't know who they're not there. And they're never going to be. But
agreed.
NBA, with the NFL, see, they just came out with the top 100 shows of the year, top 100 programs of 2024. And you got to get down way down in the list before you start seeing a regular show. And there's only one or two. 60 Minutes had a slot in the top 50, maybe one. And this show, Tracker, has like about 10 or 15 slots. It has been one of the most popular shows. In fact, I guess it's the most popular network-oriented show. It's good, too. I like Tracker. It's on Paramount Plus and on CBS, I believe, on Sunday nights. But really, anything NFL, Monday night, Sunday night, you know, Sunday afternoon, whatever you want to look, those shows are the biggest shows. And so Netflix wants to get into live sports. And so that's how they got into that. You saw where Amazon, you know, gets into Thursday night football. I forgot to look and see if they were in the top 100 shows. I don't know if that applies to them. But Netflix, a lot of people have that one more than any other one. And they could see it and probably subscribe to it.
I saw that list. And what I found confounding or puzzling is, like you said, you got to go a long way down a list to find a regular network show. But the same list gives you the most watched networks through the whole year, like in total audience. It's CBS, and then NBC, then ABC, then Fox News, then ESPN.
Right.
And number 7, MSNBC. Number 8, Univision. 9, Telemundo. Number 10, the ION Network. Number 11, by the way, TNT. But CBS was actually up for the year, so was NBC and ABC. Now, ABC was down 1%. Take that back. Fox News was up 30% as total most watched during the year. But CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, finding their shows in the most popular watch shows, you got to go way down the list.
Yeah, they're just not getting an audience. So many people have pulled the plug. The demo, if you start looking at demos, like age groups, 18 to 24, 18 to 49, I mean, they're down in the 1 million, 2 million audience if they got that. And that's why you're only seeing, if you watch network television, why you're seeing Drugs and Depends and things like that is the sponsors. So I don't know where all that's headed, but the NFL just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're branching out to the world, you know, going down to South America in the past season and to Europe. That's going to continue to happen. Mexico, I think they want to give them more games. I guess Canada doesn't care, so we're not servicing them with the NFL. They got their own Canadian Football League. But we'll see. But
they still do.
Sports is a big deal. And the college stuff gets good ratings. Not NFL ratings, though. 13-16 million, which is bigger than any network TV show for most of these big college games, but it's not NFL.
Pop-Tart Bowl was my favorite so far, just the way they marketed that thing. Incredible, and they got all kinds
which
of traction.
One?
The Pop-Tart Bowl.
Oh, I thought it was what you said.
The way they marketed that, the way all the end stuff, it was a little different. And, of course, it went viral because of all the different things that they did before and after the game. But I can't even tell you who we played in the game, and I watched it. But what they did in-game, they just tried to make what the bowl season has not been very – the bowls haven't been very good. Championship, but the Pop-Tart Bowl –
your game was good. There was like two or three that have been like competitive, you know, where you really needed to watch and maybe went into overtime. I think maybe one other one went into overtime. It was a bowl game, but it was it's been a lot of mismatches, that's for sure. Well, Happy New Year. I'm congratulating to the all you Longhorns. Now you got to go to the Cotton Bowl, and I think it's going to be chilly. Oh, no, you're inside, though. That's Jerry's World, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. The Cotton Bowl is now Jerry's World. It's not the old Cotton Bowl, so you get to go inside. So that'll be comfortable. We're looking at the 10-day forecast for the middle of the South, 7-day forecast now, and they're predicting – for like Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, north of Montgomery, Jackson, and Macon, 6, 7, 8, 9 inches of snow next week late. So we'll see if that happens. But yikes.
Well, I may stay here then. I maybe get, you know, boxed in by the weather if I wait a week.
Yeah, I don't know about Dallas. I didn't see if Dallas was expecting
if
anything.
If I wait a week.
But, yeah, no, you know, I'm in Atlanta, so I want to see the show.
Well, you know, you're good. You got to go to the varsity, and then you should come home.
Can't believe you haven't gone to varsity lately.
Really, this.
No, not this trip, but the problem with the varsity now is I would want security to go there.
Yeah, I mean, it's still safe. I never heard anybody getting whacked at the varsity. So,
9 people last night. No, I made that up, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, varsity's fine. Varsity's good. They don't have drive-up service anymore, though. They don't come to your car. You got to go.
They get carjacked. Yeah, could be.
All right, we'll get out of
here. Jimmy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you in part by Precision Camera and Video. Coming up in 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, we're going to hook back up with Jay Weiss in New Orleans. He is the public information officer for the 911 agency and authority there. And, of course, we worked with Jay for many, many years. He's going to tell us what that was like living through the ears and the eyes of the emergency responders in New Orleans yesterday. Stay tuned. This is 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.